You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
Yes, indeed. I tell you what, it's a very, very big TGIF. Yes, indeed. Thank God it's Friday to each and every one of you. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry Lee. I'm sitting here. I'm going to be sitting here through till 10 o'clock this morning, trying to get you to where it is that you're going to go this morning. We'll be keeping an eye on the traffic in case there's any developments there, any road closures, etc. And let me see. I tell you what, who was born on this day? Well, if we go back, 1616. It's interesting, really. Well, I hope so. Thomas Bartholin was born on this day. Now, he was a Dutch physician and a mathematician. He's best known, believe it or not, for his work in the discovery of the lymphatic system in humans and for his advancements in the theory of refrigeration, anesthesia, being the first to describe it in a scientific manner. So there we are, studying lymphatics back in those days. Good grief.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos dias en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
You broke home and you keep holding on.
you know there's something going on, you know. There we go, that's Frida, and that's what it's called. I know there's something going on. Yes, we just passed me a little note over here. March National, Paro Nacional, Es Hora o Nunca. Friday, that's the date, 20th of October, going to the Assemblea Nacional from 9 o'clock this morning, so be aware. All right, and we'll keep you up to date. I think we see if you're out and about and you see some issues to do with the traffic, or you can tell us something interesting we can share with everybody, just drop us a WhatsApp on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. There, reeling in the years. Yasmin's just showing me a picture. It looks like Avenida Balboa is closed already. And it looks as if it's in both directions. This is a photograph taken sort of just before the yacht club there. So just sit back and relax. We'll keep you company right through until 10 o'clock this morning. And we'll keep you advised of developments. Let's say if you're out there and you can see what's happening, 223-5162, you can call Yasmin. Or you can WhatsApp us on 677-188-22, alright?
I'm not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stopped keeping track. I talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. And I know someday that it'll all turn up. You'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, that I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. Somehow I know that it'll all turn out. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say
Bubbly Bublé. Just haven't met you yet. And here's a note in La Prensa right now. The Transistrian Highway in the vicinity of the University of Panama is closed amid a protest in rejection, of course, of the mining contract that was approved last night in the second debate. According to a preliminary report, a group of students proceeded to close the street around 5 o'clock this morning to protest the mining, and also traffic, of course, in the surrounding areas is pretty congested. Protests, they are expected today at different points against the mining agreement, which, of course, is going in to the third reading today, third debate. So just keep your eyes and ears open. Do let us know if your area is congested or stuck. WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822. Join in and give us a hand. Time to put you in the shower, though. It is, about a minute late, 16 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. When I was rummaging through, I found a great disco one that I used to like a lot. Comes from Edwin Starr. Called Contact. This version is about 10.5 minutes long. So we'll see how much of that we can put up with, shall we? Well, I could listen to the whole 10.5 minutes. But we're not going to. They are Edwin Starr there in Contact. 1978 was when that was released. Out of the shower, on your way to everybody, where you're going. Yeah, I remember it well. Spats Discotheque. Used to go along there on a Saturday night, Friday or Saturday night. And, yeah, Spats in Oxford Street. Used to have some great fun. It was a great little disco, that one. Right, let me see. More news coming in. It says, for the safeguard of our students, the Academic Council of the University of Panama suspends classes today at the Central Campus and Faculty of Education, the Faculty of Public Administration and the Faculty of Business Administration. The administrative task will continue, though, and the rector of the university, Eduardo Flores, stated in the message. Protests are expected this Friday, different points against the mining agreement. Likewise, the assembly will meet starting at 9:30 a.m. to give a third debate to Project 1100. This is on the mining contract, of course, between the Panama State and the Minera Panama Company for the exploitation of copper in Donoso in the province of Colón, as we know. So that's what it's all about. If you're out and about there, do please be careful. Allow yourselves plenty of time to get wherever it is that you're going. All right, time right now, 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. We'll be right back. go with Catherine White and Romantic. This is Honeybus going way back in time as I Can't Let Maggie Go. Time, we're making our way to 26 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. In London, Honeybus. That one, 1968. Written by their band member Pete Dello and released as a non-album single. Yes, they used to do that in those days. It became an international top 20 hit for them. Got number 13 in New Zealand, number 11 in Ireland, and it did best, of course, in the United Kingdom, where it reached number 8 on the UK singles chart. There we go. Honeybus. Quick good morning to Mary Lou and to Renee. And I hope you're glad to have you with you this morning. We're glad to have anybody with us. It is Friday, by the way, October the 20th. If you've just joined us, you might want to go back to bed. We'll try and keep you up to date as much as possible with what's going on outside in the streets. And you can always give Yasmin a call, 223-5162, and let us know where you are, what's going on. Or WhatsApp us if you're sitting there doing nothing. Come on. The number's easy. 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Time on the Breakfast Show. Take a break and we'll look at some of the international news and business for this morning.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @empowomanlatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and
live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
Las vigas de rodaje colocadas en el viaducto de la línea 3 comienzan a tomar forma y se aprecian en los sectores de San Bernardino, Vista Alegre y Burunga.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th Annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low cost and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
You stole my heart. You are all that I am. rocks everything. That rocks
go rock steady. 16 minutes if you keep your nine of time exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. 89.3 Call of M, smoothest place on your radio dial. And well, there were some of the items in the international news for today. A bit of business thrown in as well. Top of the hour, we're going to be looking at local news. We might all want to go back to bed. I mean, I have never indulged, I must admit, in, I guess what, every American seems to have a psychiatrist, don't they? Perhaps we should get a psychiatrist. Just go in, knock on the door, go in, lie down, and, well, just wait for him to say, I want to know what you're thinking. Yes. right, time now. Let's see. Let's take a piece of music from, this is from David Guetta.
So much has changed. I've been feeling the pieces, but I still can't find my place. You thought you knew me well, but there's one thing I didn't tell you. I'd rather take the pain, cause it's easier to live without you. Without
Yes, David Guetta and Sam Ryder on that one, and Living Without You. Time-wise, 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Let's take a little trip over to Athens in Greece, see how they're getting on over there. A good Friday morning, Renee says, wishing all a happy weekend. Please play 625 or 624 by Chicago. Yeah, we can do that. She says this, goes on, says, sounds a bit chaotic over there, but thank goodness it's nothing in comparison to what's going on in Israel and Ukraine. Well, absolutely. It's a little bit of a drastic comparison, I think, there. But, yeah, as I said, we all might want that trip to the psychiatrist. 25-624, Chicago. Six, 2-4 from Chicago, going out to Renee over there in Athens in Greece. Lovely to know you out there. I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. I'm sure you will over there. plenty to go and see and do. And I know you're busy doing that anyway. I tell you what, we got Friday. We've got local news. We got what, where and when with Yasmin later. And of course, we've also got on a Friday our Freaky Fun Facts. Freaky Fun Facts Friday with Ingrid. This is Ronnie Atkins. It's called Trinity. Found this one last night. It's not bad, you know. That's it. It's called Trinity. I mentioned Ronnie Atkins. Ronnie Atkins, a Danish singer, best known, by the way, as the co-founder, lead vocalist, and primary songwriter for heavy metal band Pretty Maids. Time on The Breakfast Show to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
En la carretera Panamericana se desarrollan frentes de trabajo de la línea 3. Por la seguridad de los conductores, recomendamos respetar las señales de tránsito y manejar con precaución para evitar accidentes.
Cardigan Groups, la agencia de comunicación, PR y marketing más creativa de Panamá, te invita a la segunda edición de Empowoman.
Iniciativa 100% gratuita que reúne inspiradoras historias y abordará temas como cinta rosada, maternidad, emprendimiento y mucho más.
Acompaña a Daniela Álvarez, Miss Colombia 2011.
Junto a reconocidas mujeres como Nicole Ferguson, Astrid Quiroz y Sacha Nikita. Este 21 de octubre desde las 10 de la mañana en Multiplaza Plaza del Sol.
Inscríbete en proyectocardigans.com y síguenos en @EmpowomanLatam.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Group on Nephron.
There we go. That's Sir James Blunt, and I'll take everything. Yes, we all. Well, that was it. There's the local news for you this morning. What with the international news and everything else, well, we're going to need some antidote, aren't we? I mentioned about going to see the, go along and see the psychiatrist. I think we might all need one. I think, it's not difficult, is it? I mean, you just go there and they give you a nice couch to lie on and they just turn around and say,
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I wanna know
what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Can't hide your secrets, you know, according to Information Society. And that's called, of course, What's on Your Mind. We need all the help we can get. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. We're going to see if we can check in with Ingrid in just a few seconds' time. And don't forget, in the last hour of this morning's programme, what do we do on a Friday? We do what, where and when. What you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it with Yasmin. And also, we'll take a rummage, I guess, and see if we can find anybody that's been born this day in the world of music. Right then, well, as for now, let's see if we can find any freaky fun facts for this Friday.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Friday. Guess what it is? You know, come on, guess. I know you want to. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's your Freaky Friday fun facts. Okay. You know, I've been trying to book a flight for the cook and I for a getaway vacation, and I've been having a lot of trouble, and so I decided to look up some information about passports. Well, guess what this day is going to be about? Passports. You got it. All right, let's get started. Number one, did you know the king or the queen does not have a passport? The king does not have to worry about taking a passport, as he is the one granting permission to the rest of us. He doesn't actually need one for himself. However, the king's messengers deliver secret documents around the world. Ooh, yes. These documents get a passport of their own, and there are allegedly only 15 of these passports in existence. Interesting. Did you know? Get a new passport before 6 months of expiry. Don't take a gamble on the expiry date of your passport before you make a trip. Some countries ask that your passport should be valid for 90 days after entry, including most European countries. But to play it safe, you should go for 6 months, the length of time required by China, Indonesia, Russia, Saudi Arabia, and other countries. This is to avoid you being stuck in that country without any means to get home. Oh, yeah, I got rejected once when I tried to fly to Panama. My passport expired in 5 months and 29 days. And I said, well, what's the matter? And they said, no, you can't get into Panama without this passport being, I couldn't leave the United States and get into Panama. So I called my lawyer, who then put on the phone, he happened to have Palanca at the time, and got one of the guys from the immigration service, says, she's welcome here. She has residency. She's welcome here. Let her on the plane. She doesn't need a new passport. You know what? They let me on the plane. Silly them. You haven't been able to get rid of me since. Did you know? You need a passport for Queensland. Queensland can only be entered by the residents of 9 coastal villages in Papua New Guinea without passports. As part of a treaty when I hope that's how you say it, New Guinea gained independence. Did you know the Vatican has no immigration control? The Vatican doesn't have any immigration controls, but the Pope carries Vatican passport number. You got it. Number one. Did you know many Americans do not have a passport at all? Yeah, I know. For a long time, my brother didn't have one until he recently started going to a music fest in Brussels. According to the Department of State, there are around 121,512,341 passports for around 321,000 American citizens. Well, that seems strange that there are not, that just seems strange. But it's good that we have passports because I need one. I know you need one. Did you know? If you lost weight, get a new passport. In the U.S., you need to update your passport photo if you gain or lose a lot of weight. Have facial hair, have surgery, a facial surgery or a trauma, or if you've added or removed large facial tattoos or piercings. I remember trying to get a passport visa for a nun that we were taken to Cleveland, and she had had her passport picture with her nuns have it covering her ears. They rejected it. They said, no, we need to see your ears. I was like, what? So we had to go outside, find one of those people, you know, out there by the passport control, and then get a picture with her ears showing. Very strange, but it's true. That's the United States for you. Okay, did you know Finnish and Slovenian passports act like flicker books? If you flip a Finnish or Slovenian passport forward, images along the bottom of the page create a moving picture. Oh, my goodness, you can be entertained while you wait in line at customs. Yeah, or for your luggage. Did you know family passport photos were once accepted? In the early days of passport photographs, you could send in any photograph you like, and even your family groups were accepted. Not anymore. Got to get them in those cute little square boxes with a special color. Number 9. Did you know the Nicaraguan passport is the least forgeable? The Nicaraguan passport has 89 separate security features, including holograms, watermarks, and it's reported to be the least forgeable document in the world. Okay, well, that's because they don't want Nicaraguans to, you know, fake their where they're from. Did you know Tonga sold passports? Yeah, they did. Tonga used to sell passports for $20,000 a throw. For $20,000, you could buy a passport. You didn't have to necessarily live there, but you could buy one. Did you know that the first passport was in the Bible, in the book of Nehemiah. The king Artaxerxes I of Persia gave a letter to an official granting him safe passage on his travel through Judea. Yep, and they wrote it down in his Bible. That was his first passport. No picture then. I think there were only just illustrations back then. Okay. Did you know passports only need photographs after the First World War? Wow, photographs were only a requirement after the start of the First World War, after a German spy entered Britain on a fake U.S. passport. Naughty, naughty. There you go. Yeah, you used to just show people your papers. And that's why the papers then had to be changed to papers with pictures. Yeah. You all watch those movies and they say, show us your papers. No, I'll show you my papers. But no picture. You need to know that. And number 13. Did you know the Northern Lights appear on the Scandinavian passports? If you shine Scandinavian passports under UV light, the Northern Lights appear as iridescent trails of paper. Oh, isn't that sweet? I just want to go look at somebody's passport now and see if that really happens. So here we are. Passports, the ultimate ticket to ride. I need a ticket to ride. Ease your path around the world, whatever color they are, wherever they are. Yeah, well, I found out if you're going to fly one of these famous airports planes, KLM, you can't buy the ticket through the United Kingdom website. You have to buy it through the Panama website. And, of course, the prices are different. You know why?
No, Ingrid. Why? Why are the prices different?
Because it's someone like me who can get a hoobalada discount. They jack up the prices from Panama, so when they give you the 25% discount, it's pretty much the same price as you would buy it anywhere else. So don't let them kid you. You're getting a discount. Yeah, but they jack the price up before they give you the discount. Yeah, I mean, that ain't cool. That's why they have a Panama area ticket office and a Panama webpage. I did not know that until I found out. Yep. Well, Cook and I are going to take a little trip in a couple of months. That'll be not until June, if all goes well. I'm on my third attempt of buying these bloody tickets because they are so difficult. One moment it's this, one moment it's that. I didn't book it this way. They screwed up my booking. They charged me, but then they changed the fare, and then it bounced. I was just a mess. So my frustration today is passports. But I have a passport, and so does the cook, and they're all legal tender. Yeah, they are. All right, well, you guys have yourself a wonderful passport day. Hopefully you don't need one to get into Cherokee. Rumor has it a long time ago that the Cherokees are so proud of their area that you need a passport to cross their border. And I believe it. It's beautiful up there. Anyways, you guys have a wonderful weekend. We're going to get some cleaning done around here. Family's coming in for the cook from Texas. They're going to be coming. Actually, they flew in and they landed yesterday. They'll be driving through later today. Oh, my goodness. Got a clean house. All right. Until next time, back to you in the studio.
She's got a ticket to ride.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, yes. Two tickets to paradise. And following on from the Beatles and Ticket to Ride. Two tickets to paradise, by the way, that was Eddie Money. I just thought I would get this information for you because starting next year, 2024, you are going to need what they call, talking about passports, ETIAS, E-T-I-A-S. You are going to need that in order to travel to Europe, and we're one of the countries that will be able to do this. I'm going to look because I tell you what, I did look at this the other day purely by coincidence, and it does actually give us the instructions for Panama. So I'm going to get that up for you in a couple of minutes. Well, after we've got another two tracks coming up, because I mean, what's happened in Panama? I mean, normally, I mean, was it from May or whatever, April, May, we have rain. And we have not been having a lot of rain. So, I mean, tourists must be getting really confused. I mean, they used to come in to Panama and walk out of the airport, and it would be piddling with rain. They'd say, oh, what's happening? And they'd say this.
My God, you fly thousands of miles to get some sun, and it's raining cats and dogs. Typical tropical. I go on vacation, and Mother Nature gets up on me. Yeah, what a lady. Thanks for at least sending them down preheated. Doesn't seem to bother the natives, though. Back home, it gets no one laughing. And here they even sing to it. Must be some voodoo rain chant or something. And it sure sounds familiar. Oh, well.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain. Got a smile on my face. I walk down the lane with a happy refrain. I'm singing, just singing.
Just
sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just walking in the rain, thinking how we met, knowing things could change. Somehow I can't forget.
That is Mr. Johnny Ray there, and Walking in the Rain. That goes back to the 1960s. Prior to that, one of my favourite bands, an album they brought out called After Eight with some classic songs on it. It comes from Taco, and the song, of course, Singing in the Rain. I love it. At least they bring it down preheated. Right, let me just get back to you, because I thought while we're looking at this, we might as well go a bit further. There is a page with information on the ETIAS website. Now, this is ETIAS, and it's regarding Panamanian citizens. Now, don't panic, because this isn't available now. Won't be available until 2024. Just bear this in mind. In future, if you're thinking about travelling to Europe, because you will need to get it. It's very similar if you have like an ESTA system or one of these sort of like Christine and her sister. They went to Canada and they applied for a similar thing there as well. Now, ETIAS for Panamanian citizens. Panama will be a launch member of ETIAS. Excuse me, just needed a little cough. So one of the sort of things to do with my little refriado. Panamanian citizens will be eligible to apply for ETIAS in 2024. Panamanian citizens will benefit from using an online application system to apply for ETIAS. So there we are, another big advantage. And it says other ETIAS requirements. Panamanian citizens can apply for ETIAS online. ETIAS is valid for arrival in Europe by air, sea or land. Travelers must have an e-passport that is machine readable. ETIAS is for short tourist, business, transit and medical visits. Applicants, I think it's about 90 days. And now, here's a good one. Applicants under the age of 18 or over the age of 70, yes, will receive their ETIAS free of charge. I know I said that there were some advantages of getting old. Actually, come to think of it, no, I didn't. New single from Peter Gabriel. Olive Tree is what it's called.
Solid world.
There we go, brand new from Mr. Peter Gabriel. Love that one. It's called Olive Tree. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are, just making our way to 8 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Now, we started off the day, didn't we, looking at people who got birthdays today. We started there with Thomas Bartholin from 1666, which is really quite interesting. Best known for his work in discovery of the lymphatic system in humans, and that's going back to 1616. Now let's move forward a bit. 1632. You may have heard the name. Sir Christopher Wren was one of the best known and highest acclaimed English architects in history. Now, he was responsible for rebuilding 51 churches in the city of London. This was after the Great Fire in 1666. Yes, there's a 666 in that year, isn't there? Including, by the way, of course, his masterpiece, which is St. Paul's Cathedral. And I never really thought about it when I was living in London at the time, because you just take it for granted. But it was completed back in the year 1710. And there you are, Sir Christopher Wren, born on this day, and the year was 1632.
perfect day. The sun is sinking low as evening falls. The gentle breezes blow. The time we shared went by so fast, just like a dream.
Your World Now from the Eagles off of the album Long Road Out of Eden, which by the way is a brilliant album. And what else can I tell you? Well, I guess that is handing over, isn't it? Handing over to the kids. Yes, it's Your World Now. Sorry it's in such a shitty condition.
I've run so many races and looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. All the streets are crowded. There's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. I thought I'd make the big time. I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It's been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here? 'Cause New York's not my home.
There you go. I can't mistake the voice, can you? Jim Croce and New York's Not My Home. And I agree 100% with Mary Lou, who just dropped me a little line there. Says, Jim Croce, what a beautiful song. And it is as well. Right, let me see. Oh, I tell you what. It's the top of the hour. Time for us to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Ball. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well.
La línea 3 del metro elevará el tren de vida de miles de panameños que residen en Panamá Oeste. Pronto será una realidad que contribuirá a un desplazamiento rápido y seguro desde y hacia la ciudad capital.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure, and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM.
Tonight, it's been a year.
two in a row there. Started off with the Jets and Make It Real. This is Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons, and it's just simply called The Night. Still to come, by the way, 22 and a half minutes after nine, if you're keeping an eye on the time. Still to come, it is Friday, where we're checking in with Yasmin for what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And also, a couple of people we've got born on this day in music. Here's Paloma Faith and Lost and Lonely. I don't think that's going to last long for Paloma Faith, do you? Lost and Lonely. We are 26 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. And it's a very good morning to Yasmin.
Hello, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. How was yesterday? Oh, you went to that. You went to an event last night, didn't you?
Oh, last night, yes.
Yeah,
I
how
went
was that?
To El Panama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were visiting the new rooms.
Mm-hmm.
They have new rooms and new convention center. It's like a big room for
okay.
events.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, the party was at the pool.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was very nice. Live music, games, food, drinks.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Very nice.
No, that sounds like too much fun. I lived there, you know, for a while.
Oh yeah, you told me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. in one of the cabanas next to the pool.
Uh huh.
Yeah, I lived there for a while.
Mm.
I was dating a good lady then.
Oh.
They wouldn't let me in with her. Remember that? I got really annoyed. Because I mean, that's one of the old established hotels, isn't it? I'm trying to remember. Was it? Can you remember what it was when it first opened? Was it a Hilton or a something like? It's a well-known group, apparently. I think when it first opened.
Oh yeah, no,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, that's a long time ago. It was way before my time. Have you ever seen any of those pictures going back years of the Panama Hotel, the old Panama Hotel? There's absolutely nothing around
uh-huh,
it.
Uh-huh, exactly.
You know? Those were the days when you could take your cattle through town. But, it was. It was absolutely in the middle of nowhere. It was sort of on its own, out in
the
country.
But that was kind of boring, right?
Well, if you're looking for a city life, yes, but...
And I guess they had no TV.
No, probably not.
Mm-hmm.
No. They probably they wouldn't have had internet, Yasmin, or mm-hmm. cell phones. They had to probably just talk to each other.
Mm-hmm.
How terrible. At the bar, that's not so bad.
Oh, okay. And swim in the pool.
And swimming in the pool, yeah. That was one of the places to go. Because I think I mentioned to you before, because on the ground floor, when you used to go to the El Panama, when you pulled in, the main entrance was completely open.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no sort of doors. It was completely open, no air conditioning, because those days I don't use that much in the way of air conditioning. That's even when I came here.
Mm-hmm.
But and they had a bar, the big bar. I guess it's still there. And it was one of the best salsa bars at the time
mm-hmm.
in Panama. That was great fun.
Mm.
And I did really mention this yet, but salsa bars, where are they gone? They seem to have disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're missing that. I mean, I remember... when I first came here, when you went round the supermarket, it was all Latin music,
mm-hmm.
and we used to dance.
Well, I miss the salsa groups, bands, or merengue groups,
because
we don't have that anymore.
Oh, this is it, you see, we're getting too westernized, aren't we, really? Well, I mean, mm-hmm. we are west, but I mean, we're losing our roots.
Mm-hmm.
He says, having come here from the UK, I am, my roots are in Panama,
mm-hmm.
I'm here, but I love it, and I used to love that. I mean, there was a place called Giorgio's,
mm-hmm.
which was, at that time, it was the road going up from Calle 50, right on the corner. You know, when you go on Calle 50, you go past the place that is still selling, by the way, ice cream and fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, you know, people drive in,
mm-hmm.
and we went past that the other day, and it was amazing. It's still going,
mm-hmm.
and that was going when I came here. Anyway, that's right on this corner, isn't it? You turn sort of basically really quite a sharp right, and you carry on going on up to Arosha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you took that road exactly on the corner, and it takes you up to Calle 50 by not Calle 50 by Via Porus by Bodega Mi Amiga.
Mm-hmm.
And just behind Bodega Mi Amiga used to be the bar. One time it was my friend Shorty's German restaurant. But when I first came here, it was Giorgio's. It was a salsa bar. And what we loved about it was you had people there from 18 to 80.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and all having good time and together. And they were so sweet because we were sort of new then.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our mother and I would be here on vacation or whatever. And, they were so sweet. You got involved with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a lovely atmosphere.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
sounds
all
nice.
It's all gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's all gone. What is it like the Eagles song? It's your world now. Sorry, it's so shitty. Okay. Anyway, let's find out how we can make ourselves smile and have a good time with what, where, and when.
Oh, yes. But this weekend is so busy.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of events everywhere. Let me tell you, first of all, when this week I went to Alta Plaza, remember I told
mm-hmm,
you,
mm-hmm.
the season of magic and lights has arrived at mm-hmm. Alta Plaza Mall.
Ah, okay.
Discover the beauty of flash moments, that's the name of the place,
mm-hmm.
where six beautiful settings await you to capture unforgettable moments.
Oh, really?
So you can visit them at level 1
mm-hmm.
in Alta Plaza,
mm-hmm.
but first you have to schedule your appointment at Pana Tickets. Buy your tickets and get ready to share your best moments with your loved ones. And it is so much fun. They also have one of the settings is for Mother's Day. So everybody can go there with mom and take some photos. And also the Christmas photos.
Oh, great. That's what you posted, wasn't it? You were doing the hula hoop thing.
Oh, yes. It was really fun.
But it was on your... It's supposed to be around your waist, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know. And who was your friend you were there?
That's the director of the magazine. Remember, you met her before.
Oh, yeah. That's right. She came here.
With Audubon, because she's also part of Audubon.
Oh, okay. They're all in it together.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Love mafia. oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that sounds like good fun.
Yes, exactly. And also, don't forget, the French film tour is already... It already begins, and it is 21st edition. And get ready to experience the best of French cinema from October 19 to November 1, only at Cinépolis. So you can go to their Instagram account and check out where and when you can find the French movies. They're going to be in French, but subtitled in Spanish. So you can enjoy that until November 1st.
Oui. Yes, that's how I'm going to go, by the way. They thought I was speaking French, didn't you?
And also tomorrow, remember, we had Empo Woman people here. Tomorrow is a new one, right? Yes. Tomorrow at Multiplaza returns with inspiring conversations, Empo Woman. Check out the agenda for the second edition and get ready for a day of empowerment in Multiplaza, Plaza del Sol. Starts at 10:30 a.m. It's a free event, but you need to register on their website, Empo Woman.
Empo Woman. So the women can go there and the men can go shopping.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. Or find a bar or something.
Yeah.
So, okay. So that's Empower Women. What else we got?
Do you want me to continue with...
Oh, do you want to do one of your days in music? Okay.
The first one was Tom Petty.
Oh, okay.
He was born in 1950. American singer and songwriter. He was the frontman of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And was a founding member of the late 1980s supergroup, the Traveling Wilburys.
Oh, yeah, that was great, yeah.
And Mudcrutch. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers had the 1977 single American Girl, the 1989 UK number 28 single I Won't Back Down, and the 1991 UK number 3 album Into the Great White Open.
Okay, well, we're going to play American Girl.
Okay, good.
She's better on all of our
There we go, yes. Tom Petty and American Girl. And you're listening to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. It's that time of the week where Yasmin and I sit here and tell you where to go.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy telling everybody where to go, don't we? Yes.
And sometimes we go.
Well, you go. I mean, you're little, like a travelling little bunny rabbit. I go there, there's food.
Well, also tomorrow at the Biomuseo, they are going to have Noche en el Biomuseo from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Is that like a pyjama party?
I guess so.
Yeah, go in your gym, go in your pyjamas.
Mm-hmm. And also you can enjoy live music, Entre Nos is going to be playing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes. And let me see what else. They are going to have food and drinks for sale. And, you can go to their Instagram account and check out the prices, because they have different prices.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tomorrow. Also, what else is tomorrow? Today, I guess, is the last day of Prisma Festival, the contemporary dance.
Yeah.
And also, this weekend until Sunday is the Panama Bird Festival.
Yeah.
You can go to their Instagram account, Panama Bird Festival, or to their website and check out also all the calendar of events.
Mm-hmm.
They have a lot of free events too, and very important. And also on Sunday, if you are a Harry Potter fan, you can enjoy the Potter Fest Rebellion.
Oh, okay.
That's going to be in Atrio Mall in Costa del Este.
Okay.
And I guess the full mall is going to be with different activities about Harry Potter.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And free. It's for free.
So you could take people there and make them disappear?
Oh, yes. That's possible. Let me see. They're going to have a cosplay contest for adults and kids. They're going to have a contest for the House of Howards. Dances. They're going to have magic classes.
Okay.
With magic candles. And pets contest too. What else?
I tell you what, you can check them out because they're going to be at the British Stand at Caravana.
Ah, okay.
Harry Potter people. Yes.
Yeah, so this is going to be fun. I guess I'm going with my son. On Sunday at Atrio Mall in Costa del Este.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Ian will enjoy that, won't he?
Oh, yes, yeah, of course.
Yes, trying to get mother to disappear.
He still needs me.
He's what?
He still needs me.
He still needs you. That won't last for long, will it? I mean, God bless. How old is he now?
At least this year, because he's gonna be 18 in October. Now in October, he's 30.
I can't believe it.
30.
He used to sleep under your desk.
I know.
Tiny little thing he was then.
Mm-hmm.
Now look at him. Strapping young man. Good grief. And, that's good. Okay. 18. I don't believe it. Wow.
Yeah.
Won't want mum dropping him off at school anymore. and do you want to do your next to music? Have we got any more What, Where's and When's?
No, that was all.
Okay. Oh, brilliant. Okay.
And the last one who was born this day in music was Alan Greenwood. He was born in 1951. Keyboards with English-American rock band Foreigner, who scored the 1985 UK and US number one single, I Want to Know What Love Is. They are one of the world's best-selling bands of all time, with worldwide sales of more than 80 million records.
Incredible. And until the I've got a symphonic version, but there's also, I'm going to dig it out because I tried to put these things on the our artist on our website with one of their tracks, but they did one live with this huge orchestra and it was absolutely brilliant, one of the best versions I've heard. But this is their symphonic version as well.
Okay.
Gotta take a little time to think things over. I better read between the lines
in case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder, but through the clouds I see love shine. It keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now. I've traveled so far to change.
Gosh, what a great verse. How powerful is that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Gives me goosebumpies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But I found the one I was telling you about. It's Foreigner, I Want to Know What Love Is. And it's a place that was, I've got it here. Where's the video? Here it is. Wonder What Love Is. KKL Luzerne. That's where they're playing in Luzerne. And it's a huge theatre. And they're playing with this huge orchestra and chorus. It's absolutely brilliant live, and they, you know how the orchestra, the audience reacts as well, and the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So do watch it. It's, I've sort of put it onto our website for today as well, mm-hmm. thebreakfastshow.com.pa.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Mas, what are you doing?
Not
you're going to go. Well, you're going to go to to Hogwarts within.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
On Sunday, yeah, it's on Sunday.
Oh, that's on Sunday. What are you doing today and tomorrow?
Today I have to work and...
Heaven forbid.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow I'm going to the to La Chorrera with the foundation.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you mentioned that. With a group that's visiting, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that'll be good. That'll be nice.
And that's going to be the whole day.
Oh, gosh, you're working on a Saturday as well.
Mm-hmm.
Overtime?
Mm, yes.
Oh, oh, don't get any of that here. Oh, wonderful. So you have got a busy weekend. Well, I, all of a sudden, found myself deep in Caravana again this year with our friends Donna and Andrea. So we're sort of be doing. I've got to find some things tomorrow over at Neil's place tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
and have a little rummage around for that, and also deliver some coolers. And in the evening, Christina mm-hmm. and I are going to go to the Sheraton
mm-hmm.
for the retro.
Oh, yay!
Yeah, the Antenna Ocho
Antenna
retro.
Antenna Ocho, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Well, it might be fun. Retro to them. It's not to me. I mean, it's... But, yeah, so we're going to enjoy that. We're going with a couple of friends of Christina's, so that'll be nice.
That's cool, yeah.
And mm-hmm. the other thing as well, which is worth mentioning, which is on over the weekend, because it's the, as a Lapa,
mm-hmm.
it's a second-hand car show.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that.
No, I mean, it sounds a good idea to me. And some of the, and it's not just people turning up with their old cars they're trying to get rid of. Mm-hmm. See some good companies, you know, because a lot of the distributors mm-hmm. have cars that perhaps people have made an exchange or whatever and in good condition.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's worth a check out. We might go to that earlier in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But because the event at Sheraton starts at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I did tell Christina that's my bedtime.
I
mean,
I will say
if it's retro, it should really be around about 3 or 4 in the afternoon because mm-hmm. old folks like to go and have dinner at 5 o'clock and be in bed by 6.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, not me at any rate. 6:30, I go to bed. Mm-hmm. There we go. So, anyway, there's plenty going on over the weekend. So, mm-hmm. boys and girls, have a great time.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you what, taking us out of this morning's program, I've got a lovely track by Alita Adams, and it's New York State of Mind. Happy weekend, yes.
Happy weekend.
Thank you. let it fly. I don't care if it's Chinatown or up on Riverside. I don't have any reasons, 'cause I've let them all behind. Yeah, in New York.
Well, there's not much of a better way to end a program, is there? Aletha Adams and a beautiful version there of New York State of Mind. Well, that's it then. It's time to say ta-ta for today, the end of this morning's show. Big thanks, of course, go out, as always, to Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts for this Friday, all to do with passports today. And also, I guess, some frustrations when it comes to making travel arrangements. So big thanks to Ingrid for that, and I hope you can have a great weekend. Big thanks to Yasmin on Fridays. Yasmin tells us where we can go, which is always very nice. What, where, and when. And a couple of people born on this day in music. Do check out the video of Foreigner and I Want to Know What Love Is at KK Lucerne, I think it is. So do check that out. And also big thanks go out to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the UK, and to the boys and girls at Group of Gradra, keep us up and running. And big thanks to Isaac especially. So big thanks to you for that. And not forgetting you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. And I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Be careful today. Probably going to be some snags with the traffic, with the protests and marches on the street, all to do with the mining contract, which, by the way, is in its third debate today. So anyway, big thanks to all of you. And please, over the weekend, have a great time. Be safe, all right? Monday morning, what do I want to be doing at 7 o'clock? Talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta.
You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Kiros. Co-producer, Neil Danby.